Blog Talk Radio.
Finished signing your name. My friends would all be surprised if they knew I was playing this game. I'll pretend it's a special delivery and just give me a hint. I'll see your favorite color smeared with your favorite scent. I know you think that I'm crazy, but I can't do it. So I've decided to write this letter and send it to myself. So to make my story short, in the mailbox I will do, this is the letter that I wrote, and it's stamped with your lovely face.
When I'm alone and I need someone to talk to, talk to your picture. Get me a pencil and paper and write all the things. Say all the things I've heard you say before, but with a little extra sugar and spice. If it makes me feel kind of nice, I write a letter to myself. Oh, write another letter to myself. I write another letter to myself. What is a home when you're all alone? It seems so full. It seems so full. But so is you.
Thank you to everyone for joining the Lisa Experience. We're starting a little late today. Been a little hectic with the cold weather and just getting the week started with rain and the cold and the darkness. But I want to thank everybody that's on the lines and on the phone for joining us tonight. Miles, my co-host, is still out. We miss him. We hope that he feels better. I'd like to do a couple of shout-outs as I try to do every week. I would like to shout out once again to my cousin Lori for her grandson graduating boot camp to become a Marine. Congratulations, Jeremiah. Also, I would like to congratulate everyone who woke up this morning, because that's a big congratulations too. Tonight, I wanted to talk about testimony. This is my life, my testimony. Later on, I'm going to have someone come in and we're going to talk about knowing when to let go. But right now, we're going to go into my life, my testimony. If you ever get the chance to read this letter, I would like to tell you some things that could happen if you don't think about the choices you make in life. I'm writing this letter so that your life would be a better journey for not stopping and making choices that held you back many years in your life as you move forward. The first thing I want to write and tell you is that don't fall so hard in love to the first person that you meet, because it's going to take a long road to get out of the pain that you're going to put yourself through once you go into that phase of life. So when that time comes and you're going to meet someone and you're going to fall head over heels, step back and just think about what it really means to move forward with that person. I'm writing you because the pain and scars that I have now can't be taken away, because this is what we did to ourselves in the beginning. I also want to write and let you know that don't put yourself down for other people. You are a smart, intelligent person, and you played yourself as life was going on, making it out that you wasn't as intelligent or smart as you were. And it caused you to miss a lot of good opportunities in life that maybe you might have been somewhere in a different place and time. This letter is because I sit back at the age that I am now and I meditate on a life that could have put us in a different spot. And even though it has caused us to have a lot of wisdom and scars and somewhat some happiness, I feel that I should tell the young Lisa and warn her of things that could take place in her life, because there was no one there to steer her in the right way. Also, I want to let you know that many times you was at a crossroad in life and you asked many people to give you advice on different situations, and you took their advice. And in the long run, the advice wasn't really for you. Really for them, and then you had to live out that choice you made because deep in your heart, you should have went with your gut feeling that you knew it was right, but you still asked what was the right thing to do to other people, and they told you what they felt that you would accept and would be better for you. So when you do come to a crossroad and you feel the need to ask someone, are you making the right decision? Sit back and ask yourself, can I live with the decision that I'm making in my life as it is right now? I'm writing you also because life is very short now that I'm looking back at the time where I'm at now, sitting. But at that time, who you are now, you realize and think that the world is at your feet and you have many years to do the things that you want to do. But I'm here looking at the end and letting you know that every day you're closer to being somewhere that you wish that you would have made right decisions in life. You chose many paths or careers that once you got into them and agreed to accept that place in life, that it really wasn't where you was, where you needed to be. And that's because you set and you were happy for people accepting you and congratulating you and hiring you to be in a certain situation, but you really didn't sit back and think about the important things of making that decision. Like, was it enough of money? Was the time the right time? Were you going to be happy in the place that you were? See, these are things that you need to think about in life. Because we spend too much time making decisions and then hating ourselves later for decisions that we didn't take out time to really take deep thought about. Was it going to take us to the right place that we needed to be? I think about the times that you're going to see that you took from being with your family and you took from your children because you was trying to make a living and you did many hard nights and days and hours and you took away from your family to try to make a living when it was a time when if you just would have thought about it and realized that it wasn't going to work out, you could have went another way. But you fell snare to thinking that you had to make that choice at that time. I'm writing this letter to you because I want you to make the right choices so that you won't be looking down the barrel of the gun that I chose and the bullet. A life of woulda, coulda, shoulda, and life of just despair of you're at the end of your road and there's no going back. There's no reclaiming the things that you lost. You can't take back the things you did or said or the places that you could have, should have, would have been. I'm writing this letter to make your life better. And warning you of some of the pitfalls that you could be for if you don't take a chance and sit back and think about the choices you make. I'm not going to speak on your childhood because that doesn't even matter because you were under people that told you what to do. I'm speaking to the adult Lisa who was able to make choices of her own and made choices that made you fall into a pit of scrambling, surviving, and just not knowing where you're going or the choices that you made, were they the right choices? As you're going to look and see life, you're going to always notice that every door that opens is not a door for you. Every door that closes maybe could have stayed open if you would have gave it a chance. Some doors you should not even touch to even open because you're never going to come out of that door for a long period of time. Choices. I look at you graying and graying and mind is deciding and you just try to think about the things that you should have did in life. I remember it's going to be a time when you're going to feel your happiest. And I'm going to tell you now that time, hold on to it because it's going to come a time when all hell is going to bust loose. And you're really not going to know where it's going to come from. And you're going to need all the strength you can handle to be able to make it through things that's going to befall you as time moves on. But deep down, one thing I can say is that you were a strong person. And that's one of our things that I hold on to is that no matter what happened, we always held on to it's going to make it better. It's going to be better. We're going to work it out. And I want you to make that the most positive thing in your life as you go on, that you could be all that you want to be. Just don't let no one hold you back. Now, I know that when you read this letter, it's going to really affect you at that time. But I'm just telling you as a warning that when stuff comes toward you or towards you, just think about the letter. The letter that's going to help you make it in this world and make it a little easier for you. And this is my testimony. Because see, we all live this life. We grow up and we think the whole world is at our feet, and then we learn as time go on that it really isn't, because we don't have the tools to be able to work out many things that we should. So we take a Band-Aid a lot of times and cover it up and say it's going to work out, and it doesn't. Life is hard. Life is many choices. It's hard work. And it's having the right people on your team. It's having a good foundation. And the main thing is now is that we all got to realize that it's not money that's going to make us happy. It's our health. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, we're not going to make it to be anywhere that we need to be, because our bodies is the only thing that can take us where we need to be. You can have a lot of money, but if you get sick, can't always fix it. So we have to remember our health is our wealth. So I want to say that we need to really worry about the main things in life that's going to help us out. we're going to go to a commercial, and then we're going to come back.
Oh. I was put on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was put on a low for a faded fuck. On some faded love. You what the fuck you complaining for? Then the daddy love. You used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hill. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have that. You need me. Ooh, you need me.
Thank you for coming back. Thank you for listening to my first half of the show. I know that it probably was something different, but I felt that I needed to say something about me, because it's hard that you sit and you talk every week about different situations, but you should always know about your host. You should get to know a little bit about the person that's talking to you every week. And it's good when people tell their testimony or their story, because then you get to be open to that person a little bit more, because we all have a testimony to tell about ourselves. We all have things that have happened to us in life, and we sit back and sometimes we can't let it go, or we move on, or just things happen. We don't live on this earth for nothing. We live with a purpose and also a life. And from day one, we start living that life. And we don't know where we're going to go. And we just live it. And then as time move on and we get into our last chapters, we sit back and we think. We think about a lot of things. and you don't want to feel sad and you don't want to feel upset, but you want to be able to move on to a better chapter from where you came from, you've learned, and so then you want to live. I just want to say one thing, and then I'm going to move on to my next topic. When I went on vacation this summer, I took my son to go see his grandparents. And his grandmother is 93, and his aunt is 72. And all the ones that I knew when I was young are up in age. And it renewed me, because I'm saying that it's life after 50 and 60 and 70, 80. You don't have to feel bad that you're getting the age that you're acquiring from living. You're living. You're living. Every day you're waking up and you're living. And it don't matter the number. It matters the life that God has gave you to make you be able to be on this earth every day that you wake up to enjoy it, to do the things that you need to do. If you didn't do it when you was young, do it when you was when you're old. If you could do it, do it. And if you can't do it, the best way that you could do it, but do it. It's not all about being young. It's about growing. It's about growing into being who you are. To move forward, my next topic is knowing when to let go. And I'm going to add on someone that's coming on now. Do you have him on the phone?
I have who on?
Nicole.
Oh, yeah. 1 second.
I'm here.
I know you're here. So the second half, we're going to talk about letting go. And, you know, she's my sidekick, and she's gonna key in whenever she get ready. We have been doing topics now for the last couple of weeks about letting go, red flags, loving yourself, moving on. And someone this week said, won't you talk about why we can't let go? And I said, okay, let's talk about that. Why can't we let go of things that we know is not right? So I'm going to tell one story, and then I'll let my daughter key in on a story. So I got married, like I said, when I was 23. 6 months into the marriage, I realized that it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't the right decision I made. Now, right then, I should have made a decision that it wasn't going to be right, and I could have just moved on. But instead, I made up stories of why to stay, why I needed to stay, who I needed to stay for, what would be said if I didn't stay. And I stayed. And I stayed. And I put up what? And I put up what? And things happened. And it didn't get better. And the more and more I wanted to and tried to, still didn't get better. And then I looked around one day, and 11 years of my life, I stayed. 11 years of my life. And who did it benefit? Those 11 years you can't get back. Every day of my life for 11 years, I went through something, and I put up with something, and I struggled, and I tried to make it happen. 11 years, people, we got to start thinking. Letting go is only a couple of words, but staying is a shorter word. But it's so much more damage if we just would have let go and left. 11 years. That's almost like I went to grammar school and stayed from first grade to eighth grade. 11 years of my life. no diploma, no degree, no way of making more money, no way of being better. 11 years of your life of tearing down, destroying, not knowing a way out, can't think of a way out, and just taking and swallowing and just putting up with stuff that human beings that shouldn't just. Now, I'm not going to say that it was all his fault. It was a lot that was my fault, because every day I let him do whatever he wanted to do. And the more and more I just said, I don't want you to do that, the more he did it, and I just stayed. That's how we allow ourselves to just stay places, people, places, and things for years. It's like we get a job, not making enough of money, working hard. They don't care about how you work. They just keep you, don't promote you, don't ask you to do anything more different. Just every day you clock in, clock out, same paycheck, trying to make ends meet, same people every day, not even trying to think of that maybe you might be better for another position. They just keep you stagnated in the same position, and you're not even thinking about you could get out. Nothing's holding you here. There's no bars on the doors. There's no police officers have a gun to your head saying that you can't move. You're just staying there, knowing when to let go. Do you have anything to say, Nicole?
Yeah, I was trying to wait for my dog. He on a, you know, when, hello, everybody. My dog goes through this whole little rampage before Talib comes home. So I was trying to wait for that to be over with. I didn't want to just kind of follow up on what you said, but it's part two of what we went through, because we did talk on the topic of letting go back in August. But you know, this can go on forever. But like you said, letting go, why do we stay in toxic relationships? Which I think was the question that somebody asked you to talk on. And I'm like how my uncle said last week, it's an easy fix, but like how you said, it's a 2-minute answer. You just leave, right? It seems simple, but it isn't. Why isn't it just that simple? Why isn't it that we just can't pick up and say, I'm done? Well, the answer is because we're human, and the reality is nobody want to be alone. No matter how much people want to say, oh, I could just leave, or I don't care about being alone. Yeah, no, you don't care about being alone, but, and you don't care about being by yourself, but there are some days that you get lonely. And yes, you could be in a relationship and be alone, and you could be in a relationship and be lonely. You could be in a toxic relationship and be sad, but you have those moments, those brief moments of happiness that keep you together. And no matter how toxic the relationship is, you always go back to the one, two things that make you happy about the relationship. It could be 20 things that are toxic, but for some reason you just hold on to the two things that make you happy about the person. The human side of us, that we always want to look for the good in something, you know, and the fact of I'd rather have a piece of a man or a piece of a relationship or a piece of a person than nothing at all. Because who wants to really be by themselves? It's a cold world, and at the end of the day, everybody want to come home to somebody, or everybody want to have someone to talk to, or someone that they can
call their own, or somebody that at night they can hold, or somebody that they feel that truly loves them, no matter how the love is, whether it's a toxic love, a love that hurts, a love that you cry about at nighttime, but it's your love that nobody else don't understand. Because we always say, oh, nobody don't understand. He loved me or she loves me. Because it ain't just about men. Because some men are in toxic relationship with women as well. We always just think around the flip side of how of what men do to us, but there's truly some men that are in relationships with women, and they are toxic, and they are planning escape routes to get out. But they just don't want to leave because of their kids, or they don't want to be by themselves, or they don't think they can do it alone, or they can't pay their bills, so they settle. But why do we relationships? Easy answer, right? Not that easy. If it was that easy, no one would be in a toxic relationship. Nobody would stay with men that hit them. Nobody would stay in relationships with men that rape them. Nobody would stay in relationships with men that have babies by them and then have kids by other people and leave them. Nobody would be in relationships with men that verbally abuse them. Why do we stay? Why do we stay? Because we don't want to be alone. Or because we truly believe that is the way we deserve to be loved. Because growing up, that was the only way we thought being loved, or we thought that that was the way that we were supposed to be loved, because that's what we were taught, or that's what we were shown, or that's what we seen our parents. That's how we seen our parents love. We seen our parents talk to that way. So it's okay. We seen our father talk to our mother that way. We seen our father, you know, curse our mother out. We seen our father beat on our mother. Or we seen our mother beat on our father. Or we seen our mother curse our father out. Disrespect our father in the street. Have all type of men in the house on top of our father. So we think it's okay. Why do we say? Why do we say? Keep saying it's for the kids. Is it really for the kids? Or is it for us? Go ahead, Ma.
And yeah, that's true. Just like how many relationships people stay with and one person relationship is not working or not bringing enough to the table, or you sitting and you struggling and that person don't see that you're struggling and you're trying to bring as much to the table for everybody and they just sitting back, not trying to bring nothing to the table. How about you sitting there and you need certain things and they act like they don't see what you need and you just go without. And you just go without. Why? Why do we have to go without? Something that my brother said or Shadi said weeks ago, a person could be with you and not do anything and jump up and leave you and be with someone else and do all the things that they could have did with you they'd do with someone else. Don't be that person. Don't be that person and wait to see them choose to change their life or be something else with somebody else, but don't want to show you or give you the full picture or the full package. If you don't see that gift wrapping coming off and that bow for the things that they're supposed to do for you, and you don't always have to leave, but you got to make it clear. If it's not going to happen, I'm not going to take it. A lot of people just take stuff. It is so powerful when you hear people say, I'm out. It ain't working for me. And you'd be like, wow. It just like left. And you'd be like, why can't I leave? Why can't I just do that? But it's like she said, instead of us thinking about getting out and moving on, we're sitting thinking about, oh, well how are we going to pay rent? Oh, how am I going to get my car payment paid? Oh, who going to be here with me? I'm going to be in the house by myself. Oh, what's going to happen with the kids? Or what's going to happen down the road if I lose my job and I don't got nobody? We got to stop thinking about what could be. What could be? Like Nicole said, it's people out there that want to be in a good relationship or want to do better. But do we choose those people or do we just choose a person and then when we get one and we realize, like me, that wasn't the right person? We all say that we are a good person and we want to meet somebody good. Well, when that first time that you meet them, make sure they have the right things that you want out of a relationship. Don't fall heels over head in love. Don't be in love with what he's giving you at that time. Don't be in love with what he shows you on the outside. Find out what's going on the inside so that you know what you're getting into. Because once the feelings hit, we know that we're not going nowhere. Because you like she said, you hear it all the time. Oh, her man beat her up all the time. Oh, her man is always out and she in the house and he always up in girls' face or she's always up in men's face. We hear it, we see it. And we take it. Oh, he's going to stop. Oh, he's not going to do that. He loved me. I just made him angry. Oh, I'm not giving him what he needs at home. So he go out, you know what I mean, and do whatever. But he going to see that I'm good. No, if he don't see it then, he's not going to see it. Or people that listen, know your worth. Know your worth. And I know I have Nicole on the line. I just want to say this real quick, and I'm going to bring her back. My husband died 7 years ago, my second husband, and I haven't been in a relationship in 7 years. And I'm not saying that I don't get lonely or I want companionship, but I found out that, you know what, if I can't find nobody that can give me what I can give my own self, I don't want nobody. You got to love yourself. I'm not going through life again being with people who don't want to do the right thing. And people say, oh, well, it must be something wrong with you. It don't matter what's wrong with you. Nobody on this earth is perfect. That's what you got to remember. Not one person walking on this earth is perfect. We all got things about us. But it still don't mean that we have to be in relationships or with people that want to treat us bad. We all deserve happiness, success, and abundance. We all do, no matter what. We always tell our kids, oh, I love you, oh, you beautiful, oh, you wonderful, oh, you so good, I'm so proud of you. Well, look. Take some of them words and say it to yourself. Take some of those words that we tell our kids and say it for yourself. Because we cannot make it in this world without knowing that we come first and we know that we are all the words that we tell other people. We ourselves hold that inside it. We can be the best that we can be. Stop looking at TV, stop looking at movie stars, stop looking at sports people, stop looking at people that you want to be, and look at yourself. Because that person is that person, and you're the person that you are. We can't be nobody else for who we are. And that's what I've been working on. I say that till I become what I need to be, I will not bring another person into my life until I'm ready to share my life with somebody that's going to treat me the way I treat myself. You have something else to add, Nicole?
And what I also wanted to mention is that hurt people hurt people. And I know it sounds silly when you hear people say it, but it's true. A lot of times you get in relationships with people who have been hurt from a previous relationship. And so now they get in a relationship with you, and they might not intentionally, their mindset might not be to say, oh, I'm going to get in a relationship with you and hurt you because I've been hurt. And then maybe they do. You know, it's some people that maybe they do get in a relationship and say, you know, this person hurt me, so I don't give a damn. I'm going to hurt this person. I don't think their first instinct is to do so. But there are some people that you get in a relationship with and they didn't heal from the previous relationship that what they were in. And so now they come in and they hurt you emotionally. You know, you come in and you don't have that baggage. Maybe you didn't have, you know, a bad breakup or a bad experience with your previous relationship. And so now you get in a relationship with this person and you think that you can help this person or you can change this person that you with, or like it's going to get better. And like you said, you stay and you stay and you stay and you stay. And like you said, it's a year, it's 2 years, it's 3 years, it's 5 years. Next thing you know, it's 10 years. And you stay in and you with the intention that it's going to get better because you see a little bit. Oh, it's a little bit of change, but not enough, just a little bit. After 10 years, 15 years, and it's still not up to where it should be because they're not, you got, the thing about it is you ain't realize they're not going to change. That's the thing that you got to realize. At some point in your life, you got to realize that they are hurt, and because they haven't fixed whatever it is, relationship, childhood, drama, you know, trauma, whatever it may be, they haven't moved past it. And so they're going to continue to hurt you because they haven't moved past it. And so sometimes you have to say, I have to move on from you and then let you heal and maybe come back. Maybe come back and maybe the relationship will be better. You know, but the thing about it is you have to move on because you are hurting yourself by staying. You're doing more damage to yourself by staying in that relationship than anything else.
You're right. The whole thing is, like you said, is that you have to stand back when you meet people. Like even when you go out, when you're dating and you're sitting and you're eating, or you meet somebody that you know while you're out eating or out on a date, and how they respond to it, take heed to little things. Maybe you hit a little hard patch and you say, oh, I don't know how I'm going to, you know, make it, you know, and you've been dating for a while and they just overlook what you said and move on and you get out of that situation and you say, well, later on, and you get together and you'd be like, well, didn't you want to help me? Didn't you want to offer? And they'd be like, well, you're going to get it together. You'll work it out. You always work it out. Stand back a little bit and watch as you going through a relationship or a startup with people, like little things they say to you or do that later on is going to come to bite you because they're really showing a little bit of what it's going to be like, but you just looking at all what's good. But everything is not always good. You got a comment?
And sometimes a person can't help you financially. Sometimes all they can do is be there for you emotionally. You know, we always be saying, oh, I want a man that got money, but can you help a man if he in a situation? Because we always want a man that can give us and do for us, but can we reciprocate? Can we help a man out if they in need? Because I know a lot of women that always say, my man, he got to have six figures. He got to drive a BMW, or he got to have this. He got to have his own apartment, but yet you sleeping on somebody or your mama house, or you got a part-time job, or you might not have a job. So how could you expect them? You tell them your light bill is due, or your cell phone, not even a light bill, your cell phone bill is due, but you can't even, you know what I mean? You couldn't help them if they needed it. Sometimes it's just the emotional support. And I mean, I know I sound crazy, me saying that, but sometimes they can't always help you with that. But you got to know the situation. If it's a person that has it and willing to give it, you'll know it. But you got to know that in advance. You know, everybody ain't going to just help you financially. And that's fine. So you got to know if that's the type of person you in a relationship with. And you got to be okay with that. You know what I mean? You can't, every time you walk into a relationship, you can't go in with your hand out. Because every man ain't going to help you if you go in walking with your hand out. Because men look at it too, like, damn, well, you had these bills and these issues before you got with me. You know what I mean? Like, you walking in, your public service, wasn't your bill passed due before you got with me? Now you need my help? It was your shut-off notice before you met me. Who was laying up with you before then? Why he wasn't paying it? You know what I mean? We have to stop waiting on people to do stuff. We want to expect people to do stuff that we can't do for ourselves, or that we didn't, like you said, we didn't expect the last guy to do. We'll have a man in the house with us and not expect them to do nothing, but then want somebody else to do everything for us that we ain't got the man laying in the house with us doing. Or we got kids by a man. We don't expect the kid's father to take care and feed their kids, but the man that we mess with, we expect them to do everything. How? When you ain't expecting your kid's father to do nothing for his own kids.
Yeah, you're right. But also, we as not just women, but like the way you bring that in. We have to expect for both, because now we do live in a time when everybody could work, and it's jobs out there. So we can take care of ourselves. We make more money now than we ever made than when I was coming around. So people got to be more responsible too. You know what I mean? If you're not, like you said, if you're not responsible with taking care of your stuff, then you shouldn't ask for somebody to pick up the tab when you're not even picking up the tab. So you're absolutely correct as far as that. But to me, letting go is just letting go of something that you just see day in and day out that is not going anywhere, and you're just staying. And you know that inside that it's not going to get any better, and you just holding on to it. Because a lot of people, they do leave, and then once they leave, they be like, oh, this is not working for me, oh, it wasn't that bad, and then we go back. A lot of people go back into that same situation and didn't learn or got humble from when they left to be better, so they go right back, and after a couple months, you right back being the same way.
stay on just for a little longer, but if somebody wants to chime in, they could press 1, come in and say a statement, you know, say I'm listening, say interesting show or my opinion, you know. It's always good to listen, but it's always good to hear other people's thoughts besides who's talking. So if you want to chime in, you can always press 1. Like I always say, if you don't never say anything, then your point of view never get across. And then you hear, but nobody knows that you're listening. You always welcome people to chime in. Nicole, did you have something else to say?
I'm with you. Just waiting, you know, like you said, anybody calling in, press 1. You know, we definitely listening. When it's concerned, like you said, we suggestions is always welcome.
I know we started out a little late, so some people probably thought the show was not going to be on this week, but we had some difficulties tonight. But whoever's listening, like you said, if you want to press 1, you can press 1. I like to say about a lot of things, like relationship is one big thing about letting go, but it is so many other things in life to let go. It's so many things that we hold on to, and we know that we could be more attuned with it. Friendships, habits that we got, you know what I mean? We got so many habits that we just carry on through our life. I know I'm a shopaholic. And I'll let go, and I'll stop, and then I'll get hooked, and I'll start again. And I know doggone well that I don't need anything, but I'll do it. We got to start realizing that some habits that we have cost us big problems in the long run if we don't get a handle on it. Also, food addictions, gambling addictions, drinking, doing drugs, all things that we need to let go sometimes to be able to move forward and be a better person in life. And like Nicole said, it's many things that we get that is hard, but it would make a better life for all of us.
I say shopping is that's retail therapy. We can't let that go just yet. We need our retail therapy. It makes us happy.
Yes, but we got enough of clothes coming out the closet that we can hold back for a while, and I know we get enjoyment from it also.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the person on the other end is a big, big, big shopaholic. So, yeah, that's a downfall that we do all have. And so, as a woman, maybe some men too, like to shop a lot.
I think they shop differently from us.
Uh-huh.
I said, I think men shop different from us, though. Because, like, you know, women, we shop clothes, we shop house. You know, we shop for all kind of things. Men probably do first. What do you think? Do you think that's what a lot of men do? I think there's some men that do have. I know a few men that have a shopping addiction, where they really, really like to dress and they shop a lot. But I don't know too many men that do. Most of the time, you know, maybe like a hat, they like to buy hats or mostly sneakers. Like most men have a sneaker addiction or that they'll buy, spend a lot of money on sneakers. But you mostly hear women with pocketbooks and clothes and everything. But one thing I would like to let go of is, like you said, just spending in general and trying to save more. Not just shopping retail, just spending, like food shopping. We do a lot of shopping in general. It's like, it seems like we do more shopping than men on a regular basis. How many times do men go to the store and buy toothpaste or soap? It's usually us.
Chiming in, bruh. No comment?
I wasn't going to chime in because the last 3 or 4 weeks, you ain't chimed in on my show in the 3 or 4 weeks. But since I started really late, I'll chime in. I'll say something. The last 3 or 4 weeks, you ain't say not one word on my show. But I'll say.
She was chiming in. She was chiming in on my show for about 14 years now. So she missed 3 weeks. I think she should be okay if she missed 3 weeks.
You can say whatever you want to say. I said what I said the last 3 or 4 weeks. She ain't said one word on my show.
I'll be honest, though.
You be honest, sleeping. That's what happened to me tonight. No, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say this on my show tomorrow, but I'll say it anyway. But anybody on the line, if you want to make a comment, you got to press 1 because there's people on listening, but sometimes they forget that they got to press 1. But what I was going to say was that this week I had the opportunity. I ran into three women, African American women, and I spent some time with them, and it was kind of for somebody like me with a relationship podcast, it was really I say like it was a gold mine, but it was sad. I met one female that been in a relationship 15 years with a guy. I believe she's about 48 maybe. He's about 51, and they've been together 15 years, and she told me how he don't help her with the bills. They don't have sex. He hangs out in the street. They don't go out. They got nothing more in common. It just went on and on and on and on and on about the things that's not going on in their relationship. And so I asked her, so this is not the person that you want to grow old with? And she said, no. I asked her, do you want to get married one day? She said, yes. I said, okay, so if you want to get married one day, but you've been with this guy 15 years, how long are you going to stay with him? How long are you going to stay with him before you move on? And she said he won't leave, but that's a cop-out when people say he won't leave, because when she told me he won't leave, I said, well, you don't have no chains on you. Anyway, on to the next female. She told me that she was getting married in January, and I asked her how long was she with her, the guy she was. She said she'd been with him 25 years. I believe she's in her late 40s or something like that. And I said, you've been with him 25 years? She said, yeah, I've been with him 25 years, and we just been best friends or whatever. And then she said, but they get married in January. I said, well, if it been working this long, why would you get married now? And then she said something, and I don't know, that whole thing sounded strange to me. Then I met another female who don't want to get married, don't want a relationship. She just got a guy that come by that she have sex with sometime. And she is about in her upper 40s, maybe 45 or 46, 47. And I just thought to myself, this is three fairly attractive women, maybe gain weight over the years, but they all got different situations. And I think maybe it's like what Nicole just said a few minutes ago. Even those were all one-sided stories. So like I told them, I said, I would like to hear what the men have to say about you. You know what I mean? Because that's just what they saying about, you know, about the men. And then I went to find out that the one that been with the guy 25 years and getting married in January, she messing around with somebody. So if you just look at the whole scenario, that's just three women I had the opportunity to meet this week. I believe it could have been 33 or 53 or 103, and I still would have heard the same stories about people just doing what they want to do, but really in all reality wasting their life, whether, like Lisa said earlier, wasting their life, whether they know they are, or maybe they, if they don't care that they are, the bottom line is that you got females out here, I'm talking about ladies, but you got ladies out here who almost 50 years old and just got, oh, somebody that's come by to have sex with me when I need it. You got another woman that's been dating a guy for 25 years. They get married in January, but she's still cheating. And you got another woman who just all messed up with a guy 15 years. They not having sex. He never took her out. He don't help her with bills. He hanging out in the street. It's just a whole complete chaos. It's like, it's just, the stories just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So when you say, when is it time to let go, or are you going to let go, or are you afraid to let go? Maybe the answer to it is you dig your own hole, you got to lay in it. Wherever you at in this world, the bottom line is wherever you at in this world, whatever situation you in, whatever relationship you in, whatever your status is, or whatever going on in your life right now, you put yourself there. I don't care about letting go and is it time to let go and who should have let go and hurting people and all that. All that is irrelevant to me. The bottom line is wherever you at right now in your life, in your house right now with your man or with your woman, or you a side chick, or you got side dick, or you cheating, or somebody cheating on you, or somebody not helping you, and somebody you, wherever you at in this world right now, you put yourself there. So, is it time to let go, or when is it time to let go? I mean, who could answer that? I mean, who could help somebody with that? I mean, like, it's almost like, I don't know. To me, it's almost like a losing battle. And then you got people who sit up and fake like everything is okay, and they might say that everything okay, and they might believe that everything is okay. All I got to say is wherever you at right now, you put yourself there.
And so, all I gotta say is I feel like the young lady. I'm trying to save my voice. I didn't want to get hyped because I got a job interview tomorrow. I feel like.
I didn't say nothing to get nobody hyped.
The young lady.
I'm
the young real. Lady that. The young lady that said that she just messing with people was probably the realest person that you spoke to out of the three young ladies that you spoke to.
Oh,
and
she
the reason
was.
That I
of
say
course
that,
she was.
Yeah. And the reason I'm saying that is because sometimes it's better than not. Like you said, why be in something if you ain't wholeheartedly there? So say, like, because there's a lot of people in situations and they're not wholeheartedly. Most people are in situations and they're not wholeheartedly there. And I feel like a lot of times you be done let go mentally. That's why you cheat, you do this, you do that. You just ain't physically walked out the door. You ain't walked out the door yet, but mentally you gone. Once you have already said what you said to them, try to change, try to talk it out, try to do this, try to do that. Y'all ain't having sex. Y'all ain't doing dates. You mentally checked out. You have already let go. So now you are in another space in life. You just going with your day to day. So like you said, you ain't left, but you checked out. You checked out of that relationship.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the realest one.
What?
The realest one is the one that just said, I just have somebody to come by and break
mm-hmm.
me off or tune me up when I need it. And to be honest with you, even though that's the realest one, that might be the saddest one.
Right.
Even though that's the realest one, at that age, she is the realest one, and she'll get more accolades than the one that's in a 25-year relationship and still cheating, or the one that got
right.
somebody who ain't helping her and ain't doing nothing for her. But really, in all reality, she is the one that's really the saddest one that just got somebody coming by, and because she wasted her life too.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, it sound good, but is it good?
But it's not,
you know,
time for
I
women
mean,
to stop saying that. That's like I said earlier. Stop saying I got somebody and they don't help me. Stop saying that, because guess what? You ain't got nobody. Stop saying
right.
I got somebody and he don't help me. Then you don't have nobody. You just got a friend. You got a friend. Cause a man, if you got a man, he gonna help you. And you ain't gotta ask. You ain't gotta tell him. You ain't gotta say my this bill is due. My this is that. I need this. A man. And I'm just speaking on my experience. I can't speak for nobody else. They gonna say, you okay? You good? You need anything? Your hair, you need your hair done? Need your feet done? You look like you need it. Let's go away. You stressed? They gonna look at you and know that it's something going on with you because they know they woman. It shouldn't be an act. You know that you live in an apartment that has bills. What? So if a person not helping you, it's because they don't want to. You shouldn't have to ask. Everybody that lives somewhere know it comes with rent, public service, cable, and whatever extra else you got going on. So if you live with somebody and they not helping you, you are no longer in a relationship with them. That's your friend.
And all three of them.
Like, that's not your man.
And all three of them said they they still believe in love too. All three of them said that.
Well, they believe in love because they believe in love because they think that the next man is gonna love them better than the person that they with. So of course they're gonna believe in love. And, every woman believes in that. I told you that. We all set up, all of us, it was a setup in life. Going back to Adam and Eve, we were taught that we were supposed to be loved by men. That's what we were taught. That's what we were made to believe. Cinderella, every Cinderella, every mermaid, any story throughout history, if you go back in time, was about a man loving a woman, kissing a woman, being enchanted by a man, something. It was something. And so that's what even Barbie and Ken. Barbie couldn't even have her own story. Barbie had to have Ken. You know what I mean? Like, so could you help that every woman believe there's true love out there somewhere? I think somebody clicked in.
No, nobody clicked
in. Oh, I thought I heard something.
But, you know, it's just life, I guess.
But the thing is that I think that we have gotten so comfortable saying things like the women said to you. We get so comfortable saying it that we feel like it's a norm, you know, like you said, or we together but we don't have sex. Oh, he don't take me nowhere. I got somebody to come around and whatever. We have got so comfortable saying certain things that we don't even realize that it's not a good thing we're saying. You know what I mean? Like, we hear it, and then, like you said, you walked away and said, I don't know if you said it, but that's sad that they feel like that. Because, like Nicole said, you don't need people to fulfill the things that you need. You need people to be with you to enhance whatever you got, a relationship. You know what I'm saying? A relationship. Just like, it was your birthday this week that this passed. So you gave me and Nicole one day that we all went out together. Now, you could have went out with whoever you want to, but that one day we all went out and we had a good time and we talked and we reflect on growing up and, you know, doing whatever we're going to do or what we want to do. But we didn't sit up and say, oh, I'm in a whatever, or, oh, this is bad, or this is what's going on, because it don't even matter about none of that. What matters is that we all was thinking about what we want to do from there forward. You know what I mean? I didn't walk away saying, oh, dang, my brother's so sad, or Nicole's so sad, or Nicole didn't say, my mom is so sad, or whatever. We just had a good time. And that's what people got to realize, that if you're not enjoying your life in any situation, really enjoying it, you're not where you're supposed to be. Like you said, you're somewhere because you want to be there, because you don't have to be in that situation. You don't have to be there. And bro fell asleep on my show today.
Oh, that's why
you started late. What you mean I
fell? That's why it was late.
Oh, see, I missed it. I missed it. I had to work late, but I heard the beginning was really good.
I wish I was there because
I kept calling them.
I always wanted to do a story to my younger self.
Oh yeah, you the one gave me that idea.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that. It's like a time. But see, remember how people when you was we did a time capsule and you would put stuff in the time capsule and bury it, and then they said you come back in 10 years or whatever and come get it. I don't know if they did that with that. So y'all kind of cool. But we did we did a time capsule at my thing, and I always thought that was good because if you could tell yourself some things, maybe you won't make the same mistakes. Maybe, you know, but then maybe you would, because I know I'm hard-headed, so some stuff I probably still would have done. But
Nicole,
maybe not.
He said the show is about to go off, so we're gonna finish up. But I want to thank Nicole and my bruh for joining in today. Check his show out tomorrow, and I'll try to make a comment on his show. Keeping it real with Jay Sean from 8 to 10. Shadi, let's talk about it from 7 to 8 Saturday. So let's all, and Randy Wednesday, my son and bro, talking about sports on Wednesday, 8 to 9. So let's take it out with another song. And I look forward to seeing you next week on the Lisa Experience, 8 to 9. Thank you. Everybody be safe.
Okay, let's check it out. Oh, LaToya said it, a good show though this week too. Keep letting God do the work.
Thank you.
I said, all right, we're going on now.
your family dreams, staring at you, trying to figure how you got them dreams. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only human, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like the fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, could you love me on the fun? I like only one question, and they all sound aloud. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a plug? I like only one question, and they all sound aloud.